Let's turn now to Boston. The investigation into the bombing at the Marathon is entering its fourth day, and the FBI is saying very little about its progress. We do know investigators are examining photos and videos and also testing physical evidence they recovered from the scene of the deadly explosions, but we still can't answer two key questions. Who did this and why? Here's NPR's Jeff Brady.
For much of Wednesday, it looked like authorities were preparing to make a big announcement. They planned a 5 o'clock news conference that was delayed. Finally, at 8 o'clock, Steve McDonald with the Boston Fire Department announced this.
There is no press conference tonight by anyone, and it has not been rescheduled.
Without any official news, speculation was rampant. The Boston Police Department issued a tweet that read, "Despite reports to the contrary, there has not been an arrest in the Marathon attack." One of the few public officials who did talk Wednesday was Boston City Council President Stephen Murphy. He told the Associated Press that the Boston police briefed him.
One of the department stores down on Boylston Street submitted a video system which has confirmed that a suspect is seen dropping a bag near the point of the second explosion and heading off.
Murphy praised investigators for quickly chasing down leads, but beyond him, no official sources would confirm anything about the investigation. New information was released about the third person who died from the explosions. Her name is Liu Lingzhi. She was a Chinese citizen and a graduate student at Boston University. The school's Chinese Student and Scholars Association held a memorial for Liu. The vice president of the association, Billy Gu, says she was missing after the blast, and students, many of whom didn't even know Liu, spent 2 days looking for her.
Many of our student group members went all over Boston, around all hospitals, looking for names, any signs.
But then the bad news came, confirming Liu had been killed. Shuang Gua is president of the association.
This girl is just like us, you know, we're international students studying abroad and, you know, we have our families waiting for us back home.
Around campus, there are resources for people affected by the Boston Marathon explosion. At the Marsh Chapel, theology school student Sean Fiedler used a regular Wednesday service to comfort those in the pews.
Something is different. Something has changed us, and we are in shock.
Campus chaplains are offering their services to students. Bob Hill is the dean of Marsh Chapel.
Sometimes people will simply come into the chapel and sit and decompress and place their immediate loss and grief in the context of a Gothic nave with Indiana limestone.
Hill says some find comfort just being in such an historic building. Comfort also will be the theme at an interfaith service today at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Boston. President Obama will be there along with local and state leaders. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boston.
There was an emotional moment at Boston's TD Garden last night. At the Garden, the NHL's Boston Bruins hosted the Buffalo Sabres in the city's first sporting event since the marathon bombings on Monday.
Both teams were wearing Boston Strong decals on their helmets as they lined up for the national anthem. Then singer Rene Rancourt began the Star-Spangled Banner the same way he has at Bruin games for more than 35 years.
But then Rancourt gave way, putting down his mic and letting the fans finish the job. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.